In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Great to have you here on a Monday, everybody. It's the 9th of March, and the stock of the day today, no, not the watch company formerly known as a computer company, although we will get there later, never fear. The stock of the day is ticker symbol GM, General Motors, which makes, as you know, not watches or phones or computers, but cars. Does it pretty well of late, too. So well, in fact, that it's piled up $25 billion in cash in its various bank accounts. Nothing wrong with that, unless you're what's become known in the parlance as an activist investor. They don't want GM to hang on to that money. They want it themselves. And today they got their way. GM said it's going to pay out $5 billion in dividends to shareholders and another $5 billion buying back stock. From New York, Marketplace's Abri Beneshore gets us going with the goods and the bads of the buyback.
A stock buyback is a thing you do, if you're a company, when you have a lot of cash.
Companies have been hoarding cash ever since the financial crisis. And one main reason for this is that companies are spooked.
Damian Park is managing partner of Hedge Fund Solutions.
And as a result, there is more cash on corporate balance sheets today than ever before.
When you have all this cash lying around, it's not uncommon for some investors to start to complain. Loudly. They might say, we're not getting enough return on our investment, or the company's not spending wisely. Stephen Davidoff Solomon teaches at UC Berkeley School of Law.
One of the ways the company responds to this is to say, look, we're trying to help our shareholders. We'll give them back some cash.
Please shut up. Here's some money.
I think that's a very good way to put it.
This can be really good if you're a stockholder. Ed Clissold is U.S. market strategist at Ned Davis Research.
The profits that the company makes is then spread out to fewer shares outstanding.
Meaning the fewer shares there are out there, the more valuable they become. The downside of using cash to buy back stocks is you're using cash to buy back stocks.
Companies could be doing other things with the cash.
Like saving it for the next economic crisis or spending it now.
Expanding their plants, they could be hiring more workers, paying them more, and that money could filter through to the economy.
But it's also a vote, says Clissold, that for better or worse, a company doesn't see many opportunities out there to invest in. In New York, I'm Sabri Beneshore for Marketplace.